Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, if you would, to the book of Psalms. Psalm 133. I'm thinking we'll start a new series today. Well, how do you know whether you're going to like it or not? You don't know what it is. Well, if it comes out of this book, right, you got to figure it's going to be good. And that is the book we're using. So, believe with me, because I have never taught this before. Don't get too quiet now. Remember a while ago, yeah. But that's not uncommon. A lot of things we've ministered I hadn't done before. You know, there's a first time for everything, right? Yeah. Everything you've done, there was a time when it was the first time. But this is something that is, you'll see as we get into it, you'll see a lot in the New Testament. And I don't know how much we've talked about it, but we're going to talk about it now. Yeah. Psalm 133 and verse 1. Psalm 133, 1 says, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." It is absolutely the truth. It's one of the most enjoyable things there is, to be together and to be in unity and to enjoy God's presence and fellowship and fellowship with each other. Yes, amen. It's the highlight of existence. Yes. How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Keep reading. It's like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garments. It's like the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Hallelujah. He compares unity and fellowship to the anointing oil that was poured on the head of the high priest. Now, when they anointed the priest, they didn't take a little 2-ounce bottle and put a little on their fingertips and put a little spot on their forehead. No. They'd take a horn of oil and pour it. Pour it. And it was enough that it would run all over your head, all over your neck and shoulders, all the way down to the bottom of your garment. Now that's plenty of oil. Somebody say lots of oil. Lots of oil. Lots of oil. Have you found that your father likes abundance? You know? When he blessed Abraham, he gave him too many cows. You remember that? Too many cows, too many goats, too many sheep. Blessed him and Lot with so many, the land couldn't hold him. You remember that? When he blessed Peter and those guys with that catch of fish after using their boat. Remember that? He gave them too many fish. Broke their nets. Was about to sink their boats. Remember that? Net breaking. Ship sinking. 23rd Psalm, you remember? You know, he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Among other things, he says, my cup, not half full, not filled to the brim. He is a God of abundance. And so when he anoints you, don't be shocked when it pours all over your head. It gets all over your clothes. It gets all over you until it runs down to the floor. But he says this in connection with unity. and the brethren, fellowship. With that in mind, go with me, please, to the book of Ephesians. Thank you, Lord. Ephesians 4 and 1. The Spirit of God through Paul said, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. We are called to a high standard. I mean high. Somebody says, what is the standard? Jesus. He's the standard. Of what? To walk like Him, talk like Him, act like Him, pray like Him, believe like Him, love like Him, forgive like Him, serve like Him. Yeah. That's your standard. That's my standard. Do you believe it, saints?
Yes.
When He talks about pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, what is the mark? Is it a low mark?
No.
You could reach it easy in 2 days without half trying. Is it a high mark? What is the mark? It's being like Him. It's being like the Master. A lot of folks don't like that. They say, well, I'm not Jesus. Well, we already knew that. But the Bible said, he that says he abides in Him ought himself so to walk even as he walked. That means it's possible.
Yes.
Mrs. Willie, he never sinned and I already have, so it's too late for that. No, no, no. You're forgetting about the blood.
Yes.
You're forgetting about the blood. What do you mean? Because of the blood, and because His mercies are new every morning, you can, even though you made a lot of mistakes, you can receive forgiveness and cleansing and start off again as though you've made no mistakes. Walking like Jesus, because He said, their sins and iniquities I will remember no more. You're either clean or you're not. You're either washed or you're not. So it is possible. And we should open our eyes every day, endeavoring to live like Him, walk like Him. Yeah. Taking anybody else as your ultimate example is too low of a mark.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
If you like somebody and you'd respect them and admire them, want to be like them, that's because to some degree they're like Him.
Yes.
But don't set your eyes on them. Go ahead and lift your eyes on up. Is that right?
Yes.
To the standard of righteousness, holiness, faith, love, obedience. Hallelujah! Jesus. Somebody say, Jesus is my hero. Jesus is my goal. Hallelujah. You set out to do it like Jesus does it. If you come short, you repent, but you don't quit. You just hit it again. Is that right? To do it like Jesus did it. If you tried to do it like, or you started to do it like Jesus, and for whatever reason, you didn't do it like Jesus, you did it like a heathen, well then, just repent and go, scratch that. Here we go again. I'm going to do it like Jesus, right? And every day is a new day, right? You just keep resetting yourself to do it like Him. Now, Ephesians 4, let's keep reading. He should walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. And that vocation in place, like we said, is being like Him. You'll see that clearly as we go through here. With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. Long suffering means putting up with it, bearing it long, forbearing. This is the opposite of being proud or haughty are short-tempered, are impatient, forbearing one another in love. Keep going. Endeavoring to keep what? The unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Hallelujah. Now, we're never going to be in complete unity with what we, our revelation of Scripture and what we think and our opinion on every little thing.
That's right. That's right.
This is not complete unity in our agreement in knowledge and understanding, but it's the unity of the Spirit.
Right.
Yes. We all have the same spirit of faith about us.
Right.
The same spirit of love about us.
Right.
Same spirit of peace.
Right?
Right?
Yes.
Same spirit of peace. You know, it's more important the spirit of a person than their knowledge. It is. None of us know everything. None of us are right about everything. Nobody you know is right about everything. Talking about human beings alive right now. Nobody you know, no preacher you know is right about everything they teach and preach. They'd like to be. But there's a hindrance to that. What's that hindrance? Paul said, we know in part. Well, if you only know part of it, there's a problem with the parts you don't know. Right? You can jump to some wrong conclusions and wrong assumptions because of this hole in your knowledge. Well, everybody's that way. But the thing that you should focus on and endeavor to detect is their spirit. Their spirit. What kind of spirit do they have? Prideful, argumentative, judgmental, or kind? Merciful, gracious. Jesus said, come learn of me. What kind of spirit is Jesus? Come learn of me. I'm meek. Meek. Humble. Meek is not weak. It takes a lot more strength to be meek than it does to be proud.
That's right.
It takes a lot more strength to be long-suffering than it does to be short-tempered. Right? It takes a lot more strength to be kind than it does to be mean. All of us got flesh. Your flesh will do anything you let it do. Anything. Did you not know this? Your flesh didn't get born again. It was the inner man that got born again. You still got the same body Joe Sinner's got.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation, in its entirety, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.